providing close air support and aerial reconnaissance for ground troops. This is USA Radio News, breaking news on usaradio.com.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries from Trending Today USA. As I look at all of the best websites in the world, one of the ones that actually kind of brings a tear to my eye every day, and I know a lot of my female friends love it, it's thoughtfulwomen.org. And Heather Laskin, what do you do with thoughtfulwomen.org?
Well, Rusty, we have all kinds of stuff on our site. It's basically, you know, stuff that would be interesting to a thoughtful woman. So everything from recipes and tips and tricks, you know, in your kitchen or your house, to inspiring and uplifting stories, to news and political type articles, just kind of the whole gamut.
The uplifting stories, that's where you really kind of shine at thoughtfulwomen.org, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what people tend to really gravitate towards.
It's stuff that you want people to feel good about, a great website to go into the morning, get that nice inspiration every day.
Yeah, exactly. And we love getting to find those stories and share them with everyone.
All right, well, Heather Laskin does a great job. Make sure you check out this incredible website, thoughtfulwomen.org. That's thoughtfulwomen.org.
There could be a fireworks show at a Republican town hall event tonight, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has a preview.
Frontrunner Donald Trump, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich will be taking questions from audience members at the event in Milwaukee. The event taking place just 1 week before voters in Wisconsin will be casting their ballots in that state's primary. There could be fireworks, especially after in recent days Trump and Cruz have been trading personal jabs after a pro-Cruz group publishes an ad featuring a racy photo of Trump's wife. The Tuesday evening event to air on CNN. It'll begin at 8 o'clock Eastern. In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says policymakers will proceed with caution when it comes to raising interest rates. Yellen noted that economic conditions are less favorable now than they were in December. The Fed chief cited weaker global growth and the slowing inflation rate. This is USA Radio News.
All righty, let's take a look at the Hunter and Chamber Radio target weather forecast for your Central Jersey listening area. Currently, it's beautiful outside. Fair skies, 53 degrees. Tonight, clear. Low of 27. Tomorrow, sunny skies, another beautiful day. High of 55 degrees. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Low of 39 degrees. So this is Randazzler's Musical Journey. I'm your host, the Randazzler, of course. Well, last week was number one hit songs of 1979. So we're done with the 70s. Now we're moving on to the 80s. Starting today with number one hit songs from 1980 to start today.
I love you. Please don't.
That was the first official song to kick off the 1980s, a number one hit for KC and the Sunshine Band here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. While we're on the theme of number one hits from 1980, let's take a listen to The King of Pop.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
With a man like you.
You just heard the Captain and Tennille with their last number one hit, Do That to Me One More Time, here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Of course, began the show with Please Don't Go from KC and the Sunshine Band, which I mentioned before was the first number one hit of the 1980s decade. And then Rock With You from the King of Pop himself, Michael Jackson. Well, from going last to first, this next song was this band's first number one hit. I think you know who I mean. Well, when you hear him anyway. Going for a 1950s rockabilly sound obviously paid off for Queen. As I mentioned before, that was their first number one hit. And now, next up, is another band's first and only number one hit from 1980. Here's Pink Floyd.
No dark sarcasm.
Once again, another Brick in the Wall, Part 2 from Pink Floyd here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Also, here on Rendazzler's Musical Journey. We're going to get one more song in before the break, and that is Call on Me from Blondie. Of course, known for being in the film American Gigolo, so once again, here's Call Me.
With Audrey Strong.
I've got an hour. Donald Trump has an hour. Now, they've got the moderators. They've got the audience. Back to back, the one thing that's missing is the Donald.
U.S. Senator Ted Cruz on the stump in Wisconsin speaking about rival Donald Trump. They and Governor John Kasich are to take part in a town hall meeting tonight in Milwaukee. Cruz says Trump can't solve complex problems with his small sound bites.
The problem is when you get beyond 30 seconds and you talk about, okay, how do we fix the problems in America? Donald doesn't have any answers.
Trump tweeted today he might not show tonight as he doesn't like how CNN is covering his campaign lately. Meanwhile, his campaign manager was charged with battery for allegedly injuring a reporter recently. This is USA Radio News.
We'll be right back.
Kicking off the second half of the 5 o'clock hour, coming up from Paul McCartney and Wings, their last number one hit together. But Paul McCartney, of course, would go on to a successful solo career further on in the 1980s, as well as the 90s, when he got back together with the Beatles for a few songs. Now next up is this artist's first number one hit.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress flashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
To me. Well, he hit it big in the 70s, but it wasn't until 1980 when he achieved his first number one hit. That was Billy Joel with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me here on Randazzler's Musical Journey. Up next is another artist's first number one hit. Here is Christopher Cross.
This is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm the CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company. and I joined the chamber to interact with new chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a
time. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Gonna get you too, but another one bites the dust.
Another number one hit for Queen in 1980, another one, Bites the Dust, here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Next, we're going to go country, but he crossed over, of course, into the pop charts with this number one hit. Here he is, Kenny Rogers.
Lady, I'm your knight. and shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone and made me such a fool. I'm so lost in your love. And oh, we belong. For so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wait to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no other of my kind of love. Yes, I'll always want you near me. I've waited for you for so long. Lady, your love's the only love I need. I want you to be, 'cause my love, there's something I want you to know. You're the love of my life. You're my lady.
That beautiful song was Lady from Kenny Rogers here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Well, the fastest hour in radio has gone by, of course, as usual. And I'll be back same time, same chair next week with some more great number one hits from 1981. Closing 1980 today with former Beatle John Lennon. This was his last number one hit before his untimely death due to an assassin's bullet. This song debuted at number one in 1980 and, of course, went into 1981, still a number one hit. And this song was pretty much a theme in John Lennon's life before he died. He was basically starting over again after taking 5 years off of the music business to raise his son, Sean. Here's John Lennon, Just Like Starting Over.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's
fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the 100in Medical Center. 100in Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
An Egypt air flight headed from Alexandria to Cairo has been hijacked.
USA Radio's Tammy Rose at the breaking news desk this morning, where at least seven people still being held hostage on that hijacked jetliner forced to land earlier today in Cyprus. The Egypt Air flight from Alexandria to Cairo taken over by an Egyptian national who may be trying to seek political asylum in Cyprus. The president of the Eastern Mediterranean island nation saying it's not a terrorist incident. The hijacker reportedly demanding to go to Cyprus because he has an ex-wife there. The FBI cracking the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino shooters without Apple's help. Now that investigators are into the phone of shooter Saeed Farouk, the Justice Department withdrawing its legal action against the company. In a court filing, the Justice Department saying it no longer requires Apple's help. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Authorities in Washington, D.C. bring charges against a man who shot at the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center after brandishing a weapon. Capitol Police identifying Larry Dawson as the suspect, saying he's been charged with assault with a deadly weapon. No officers were hurt in the incident, but a female bystander was injured. A gun ban will be in force at the GOP convention. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
The Secret Service says people attending the Republican National Convention will not be allowed to carry guns. The agency issuing a statement saying only authorized law enforcement personnel will be allowed to carry firearms inside protected areas at that convention in Cleveland. An online petition calling for open carry of firearms at the convention had amassed over 44,000 signatures. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some Republican senators appear to be softening their stance on the president's Supreme Court nominee. NBC saying more than 25% of the GOP caucus now willing to meet with Merrick Garland. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Two people are in the hospital after a police shooting in Akron, Ohio.